I'd like to read first. There is this message I received from our ISKCON Vrindavan Krishna Balaram community. It was sent this morning around 5:13. Dear devotees, with a heavy heart, we share that at 8:34 p.m. Mountain Time this evening, at the hospital in Salt Lake City, we said goodbye to our beloved Agnidev Prabhu. He was surrounded by a room full of devotees, with 99 devotees joined on Zoom. God brothers, God sisters, senior devotees, and well-wishers. Kirtan continued throughout, creating a deeply peaceful and sacred atmosphere. The nurses and doctors present were visibly moved, standing in quiet amazement at the beauty of the moment. We sincerely apologize to those who experience the technical difficulties during the call. In a way, we couldn't help but smile, remembering how Agnidev would often joke about not being a tech person. Still, we are deeply grateful to all of you who stayed with us and remained present in spirit. The cremation is planned for tomorrow in Salt Lake City between approximately 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. It will be a small local ceremony. We will share confirmed timing and any additional details as soon as they are available. Thank you for your prayers, your presence, and your love. Hare Krishna. Agnidev Prabhu ki. Mother Daibhi Shakti, I just want to read what she says. He inspired the whole countries of devotees. A gentle, determined disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And Mahadevi says, he gave his life in so many ways for the mission of Srila Prabhupada all over the world. He inspired many second, third, fourth, and coming generations to always chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and always read and glorify Srila Prabhupada's books. He must be on his way to Prabhupada's lotus feet to chant Hare Krishna eternally. There was a nice photo here. Prabhupada giving prasadam and Agnidev Prabhu's hand stretched out to get the mercy. Jai. Agnidev Prabhu ki jai. We're going to miss his kirtan for sure. But at the same time, he is with Srila Prabhupada, performing kirtan forever. As the Bhagavatam says, the devotees, they don't die. Because service is eternal. Whatever they're doing throughout their whole life will continue on after they passed on from this body. Body will be perishing. It will perish at any moment, but the service, the love for Srila Prabhupada and their spiritual master and for Krishna goes on and on and on. But he will be always remembered in ISKCON, one of the greatest kirtaniyas. Very gentle soul. Kirtan always puts you in a Vaikuntha mood. So I'm sure many more memorials will be coming up in the next few days. Today we are also observing a very, very special soul. We were reading this morning about the letter that was written by Srila Prabhupada after the passing away or the leaving. Of Jayananda Prabhu, and the way Prabhupada wrote the letter, he reminded of how he met Jayananda Prabhu in the early days. Well, he was saying in the letter that Jayananda Prabhu used to drive him in his car. And also he says that everyone in ISKCON should follow his example. And he says, I'm very proud to have such a disciple like Jayananda Prabhu. He must be in the spiritual world now. But later on he wrote also to Rameshwar Prabhu. So Jayananda Prabhu is a very special soul. He may not be very, you may say, in a sense, he's quiet. He's not like others in our movement, like very upfront. He's not always there in the limelight. But his service attitude is that he will do anything and everything to please Srila Prabhupada. He's what you called a typical American boy. He grew up in an affluent American family. His name previously, before coming to Krishna consciousness, is Jim Kaur. He graduated in Ohio State University as a mechanical engineer. And it's not like the typical, in those days, what you call hippie. In those days, many of our Prabhupada's disciples who joined, they were in that category, but not all of them, because that was the main prominent, you may say, followings, hippies, as Prabhupada says, from hippies to happies. Oh, they're like more against the they will not accept anyone, any instructions, anyone who's older than 35 years old. Huh? Oh, 30, okay, that's the lesson.
Don't trust anyone over 30.
Don't trust anyone over 30, I'm sorry. I was a little bit 5 years old more. So, yeah, they're like more of rebels, you know, against the system, but not Jim Gore. But there are many sources where we get this information, because we've never met them. Maybe Pancharatna Prabhu met him or he heard of him. Yeah. But he joined in San Francisco. And he was, even before joining, he was not very happy. Yeah. He was not so happy because he knew that there is no happiness in this world. And that's very rare. Somehow I have that kind of feeling when I was like 14 years old. I figure out that there is no nothing. I'm looking for something which I cannot describe. I'm not satisfied. Jim Gore was like that also. He was driving a taxi. See, even nowadays, most of the degree holders in North America, they'll be driving taxis in New York, some places. So he heard the news somewhere, or read. There is this one Swami from India who's giving a class, he's arriving about the nature of the soul. The ancient message from India. And he became curious. And so he went to attend that program, and eventually he became attracted to Srila Prabhupada, to Swamiji. What is amazing about him is that Prabhupada also took notice of him. That says also that Prabhupada will give him so much prasadam because he likes prasadam. And Prabhupada will even cook personally for him. He became the temple president of San Francisco Temple. That he will do everything, all the services needed. This is one of his main qualities, that he will do the needful. He's ready to do anything and everything. Whatever is needed. That he would even take the garbage out. He will clean up the temple room. He will fix the cars. And he's not so concerned about what he will do for Prabhupada. His main concern is just to please and make the spiritual master happy. We were talking about that also yesterday, that the disciple's main duty is to make sure that the spiritual master is happy with his service attitude. So, yes, he has that special relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Let me see here. I have some notes. And I chose five main qualities of Jayananda Prabhu that why we should follow like what Srila Prabhupada says. Prabhupada says we should follow him. Is that correct, those who were here, Mangalarti? Did you read? Who read it? You? Did you read that? What did he say? What Prabhupada says in the letter? We should follow Jayananda Prabhu in ISKCON. Yes. He was the first saint in ISKCON that Prabhupada says also that on his disappearance day, we should also observe just like the other Vaishnava acharyas. So, Hare Krishna. Sisi Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sisi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai. It is not just he became famous because he was the one who first built the Ratayatra cart. This is what you call them, Mr. Ratayatra in ISKCON. Prabhupada says also that we should hang his photo on the cart of Jagannath whenever we have this Ratayatra festival. And we do that also in India, not just in North America. This is all over the world. What did Srila Prabhupada see in him that made him such an example for all of us? This is very important because sometimes we think spiritual life begins with some emotional explosion, some huge social entry, some big splash. But no, Jayananda Prabhu started very, very simple. And even in the very end, he doesn't have any concern about his body. We were hearing the story. He was hiding his ailment because he doesn't want others to be disturbed. It was Keshava Bharati Maharaj now, at that time Prabhu, who noticed that under his shirt there were some markings that he had a very serious disease. And there was a Ratayatra. But he told that, no, don't mention it and keep it secret because we don't want to spoil the festival. So, yes, this is how Jayananda was. His service, he doesn't want to be noticed with his service. This is very, very important. He will do service that whether others will know it or not, it doesn't matter. For others, hopefully, when we become mature in our bhakti, we'll also follow in his footsteps. But in the beginning stage of our practicing bhakti, sometimes we want to be known of what we are doing. That I'm holding a very high position, or I'm the best Sankirtan devotee, or I'm the best cook, or the best of everything. Recognition will be there. We don't have to advertise. A devotee doesn't advertise himself. Krishna makes him famous. We have many devotees like that in our movement. Like we had Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu also, Vrindavan. Very simple. Oh, he took a vow not to get out. Leave Vrindavan, even in the four walls of the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And when he met Prabhupada, Prabhupada was given 1 rupee coin. There is a symbolism in that one. Not crores or lakhs of rupees, or no, 1 rupee coin. 1 rupee coin. If someone give you, and you know that he can give more, there is a big difference. The meaning of that is, I give everything to you. I am yours. Body, mind, words, and my very self. Jayananda Prabhu was like that as well. He gave everything to Prabhupada. He gave 5,000 USD, US dollars, to help print Prabhupada's books. And in those days, $5,000 is like, that is his life saving. That's a lot of money in those days. Yeah? 67? But even when he was sick, his parents gave him some money for his treatment. But no, this is not use. I can manage. And he gave everything again to Krishna. He will be very frugal in his spending. He will not want to spend anything for himself. That his shirts will be like having holes. And some devotees will tell him, hey, you have to dress up properly. You will see him always not in a traditional dhoti and kurta, because he's working most of the times with things that wearing devotional clothes will be not appropriate, meaning that he will be like working, taking out garbage, washing pots. His clothes always seems to be like full of grease. And he will not mind. If someone is looking for the president, one devotee, he says, oh, I was looking for the president. I was looking for Jayananda, the president. And then someone says, oh yeah, he's there, under the van. So when he came out, it's full of greases. Even nowadays in America, the temple president, and I would say they're following in the footsteps of Jayananda Prabhu, they will do the needful. Is that correct? Pancharatna Prabhu? Oh, yes. we should not be in our comfort zone. Oh, this is only my department. I don't do anything else. I only do kirtan. I don't go to the kitchen to wash the pots. No. How can we win over that to attract Lord Krishna? So Prabhupada noticed immediately Jayananda's sincerity that he was the first one to get up and also the last one to sleep. So sometimes when he would be in the class of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada's giving Srimad Bhagavatam class, within a few seconds, he'll be fall asleep. Prabhupada, if he sees you falling asleep in Srimad Bhagavatam, he'll tell you to get up. But they notice, also some of the God brothers says, hey, Jayananda Prabhu, Prabhupada, giving class. Prabhupada didn't say anything. He let him sleep. He let him sleep because he knew that he worked the hardest. Will our spiritual master let us sleep during the Bhagavatam class? I don't think so. He will immediately reprimand us. And we should not be falling asleep during the Bhagavatam class. That is the heart of the morning program. It's like no one falls asleep during the Pasadam time, right? Have you seen? But Jayananda also. Jayananda Prabhu also. Sometimes he'll fall asleep during the Pasadam time, even though that was his favorite activity. He was so hardworking. So the first quality was his deep humility. He was widely respected. Spiritually, he is very mature. He will give Bhagavad Gita class and seemingly, yes, very simple but very deep. And one time also, one devotee says that he fell asleep while giving a Bhagavad Gita class. You see, how hard worker he is for Krishna. Krishna.com says that although he was perfectly qualified, he was reluctant to take posts such as temple president or sannyasi. You see a photo of Jayananda Prabhu wearing, because in those days they will wear their clothes like sannyasis. Yeah? You have seen that? And sometimes even I've heard that he looks very charming, real like a saintly personality, looks always very well kept. His tall, he's very tall, but well built. But his face looks like very attractive in a sense that he will be no malice at all. That even those who were ruffians. Yes. He will engage everybody in service. That even says that even while building the cart, he will engage even a drunkard to do service. And he will glorify if they say using a hammer and a nail, and then he will say, "Oh, are you a carpenter? It looks like you're very expert in what you're doing. You're really doing it good." And then the devotee, or that person, not a devotee, is just walking in the street, and he doesn't know what he's doing, but because of the encouragement, being inspired by Jayananda Prabhu, he'll just continue doing it for hours. We should be like that also. Very welcoming, very accommodating. We were talking about that yesterday, Vaikuntha mood. Yeah, when they come to the temple, that even our guest, we say Hare Krishna, not just let them come and let them go. Be able to give them a feeling that you also belongs here. So Jayananda Prabhu was like that. He's very humble. We should not just say, "I should be humble," but we can ask ourselves, "Am I willing to do a necessary service that nobody will notice? Am I willing to support another devotee's success without needing to be seen? Am I willing to work under someone less experienced if that serves Srila Prabhupada's mission?" So hidden service is a great purifier. It humbles us ultimately. Not being known like Jayananda Prabhu. And we mentioned also, he's ready to do whatever is needed. Everything. He's expert in everything, in cooking, in preaching, public relations. Oh, he'll be able to manage and have almost everything for free. He will go to the supermarkets, and he will say that we have a big festival coming up, and he'll be able to convince them to donate so many groceries, yogurts, and everything that they call him Jani Ananda, because they cannot pronounce Jayananda. So Jani Ananda. And when he passed away, some of those store owners, they were wondering, where is Jani Ananda? That when a devotee came to one of those store owners, and, "I have not seen Jani Ananda. Where is he?" "Well, he passed away." That the store owners, along with the helpers, the staff, they all cried. They remember. Even there is this one lady who's... because he will ask also for the permits and everything. So sometimes there are personalities also who are not so favorable in our movement and a little cruel. But then when they heard Jayananda Prabhu left, they also cried. They cannot maintain their sobriety, that they were all touched. So this doing everything, whatever is needed, this is one of the most essential for all of us to realize. What is needed for Guru and Gaurangana? We should ask this question. And Jayananda seems to have lived by that question. He did not divide services into high and low. He divided them into necessary and unnecessary. And whatever was necessary for preaching, for the temple, for the devotees, for Lord Jagannath's festival, he embraced. So, how can we imbibe that, do what is necessary? So every morning, we can ask, what service will most tangibly help me for the mission today? Not that what will make me feel inspired. Of course, each and every one of us is a unique individual living entity. And we have speciality that Krishna has given to us, expertise, according to our ability, according to our intelligence. But we should be thinking also at the same time, what is actually needed? This is very important. Oh, one of the most important qualities of Jayananda Prabhu is free. He's free from fault finding. He could not find any fault in anybody. It's like we've heard that example in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We should be like honeybees. The honeybees just go different flowers and just extract the nectar. And Jayananda Prabhu is like this. He will only look for the good qualities. We have practically unlimited bad qualities as conditioned souls. But at least we can find even the most sinful person, we can find one good quality. And as Prabhupada would say, we should learn how to fan that spark and make it like a big fire. So Jayananda Prabhu is like this. And if he will hear some criticism of others, either he will live or he will say, Prabhuji, I don't want to hear anything like this. If you want some conversation, but don't talk anything like this. Even to talk about someone, even is very, very poisonous in a critical way. Even if you just hear about it and you don't do anything about it, then you also become part of the aparad of the offense. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered that as hati mata, right? Mad elephant offense, that it can destroy the beautiful garden of our bhakti. So when we keep ourselves busy, then there is no time for gossip. And Jayananda Prabhu doesn't have time for that. No gossiping at all. Fourth one is very affectionate, is very caring. both to the devotees and non-devotees as well. It's not that we only care for the devotees, but we should also care for others. Otherwise, how we can spread Krishna consciousness, the mission of compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And yes, it says, he did not treat people as instruments. He treated them as souls. This is a very important point. Because sometimes service can become mechanical. We organize, we push, we pressure, we execute. But people do not simply need efficiency. They need care. Once devotees feel that they are really being cared for, then they will do anything and everything. Not just being, Hare Krishna, exploited. And that's possible also. Jayananda Prabhu created devotional culture around service. He thanked people. Ah, it's a very good one. We should always have this, thank you Prabhu, thank you Mataji. Always be grateful for everything others are doing. Even not for ourselves. Whatever they're doing. It's like in Vrindavan, sometimes I see our workers, so they will do nicely sweeping the floors. I will say, Hare Krishna, thank you. So they feel like really good inside. Next time they see us, they will say, Hare Krishna. They're the first one who will say, Hare Krishna. They're not robots. Of course, they're getting paid, but also without them, how will the atmosphere, the cleanliness of the temple will be like? So yes, I've heard about this story. Dhanavir Maharaj, that time Dhanavir Prabhu. So the first devotee he met was Jayananda Prabhu. And Jayananda Prabhu is always happy. After joining, he's always happy. As Bhagavatam says, Susukam Kartaham Avyayam. This process is joyfully performed. So Jayananda Prabhu is always happy. You will never see him morose or sad. So Dhanavir Maharaj asked him, Jayananda Prabhu, how come you're always happy? How come you're always happy? So Jayananda Prabhu replied to him that, it's okay. Why don't you just take this trash can with you? Help me take the trash outside. Devotees should be always happy. As Prabhupada says, what's that? Face is the index of the mind. Is that correct? Yeah? So we should be always joyful. Cannot be artificial though, but sometimes Prabhupada is so grave, and one of his disciples asking, Prabhupada, you don't look happy here. And actually he was being photographed. The photograph is when he was surrounded by his books. And Prabhupada says, no, actually I felt so much happiness at this moment. So sometimes devotees are grave, means you cannot tell what's in their mind. But Jayananda Prabhu, always happy. So finally, the last one is that we have to be perseverance in our service, even amidst suffering. And Jainanda Prabhu, he exemplified this, that even in the very last, he passed away Mangalartik time. He passed away Mangalartik time, like 10 minutes after the conch was blown for announcing the Mangalartik. And somehow or other, one devotee brought a maha garland for him. You know, he was so sick and still he wanted to go and attend Mangalartik. He was so sick, not incapacitated now, not able to go. Prabhupada says also that a devotee, even if he is going to be brought into a stretcher, he should come for Mangalartik.
Some
devotees, they don't feel guilt at all not coming for Mangalartik. If you don't come for Mangalartik, Shishirada Gokulananda will be looking for you. Where is my devotee? How come? So we should not make them puzzled why we're not coming. But Jainanda Prabhu, oh. So devotees were telling him, no, Jainanda Prabhu, you don't have to come. Just be there. But he says, no, I have to come. It's very, very strict. So today, there are many stories within that speak about it, about them, but you can just Google them. You can Google them, and you will, especially this book, Jayananda Thakur, by your god brother, Bishoka Prabhu. Vyasaki in Radha Damodar Vilas, because he was doing an interview about Vishnujan Swami, but then in his interview, it's like intertwined because both of them were in San Francisco and L.A. So, and Krishna.com also, and old BTGs. And we should read again that letter of Srila Prabhupada to inspire us how to follow in the footsteps of Jainanda Prabhu. I'll stop here now. Sorry, we went a little bit over. Supposed to stop at 8:30. You want to say something, Pancharatna Prabhu?
I didn't know Jainanda Prabhu personally, and perhaps we met. He was on the West Coast. I was on the East Coast. And I left for Mayapur in the year that he came to do the last Rath Yatra.
76.
1976. So that's 50 years ago this year. And I've heard many stories about how, and that was when he was building the carts while suffering from leukemia, not letting anyone know. But there, the stories that I can't relate them verbatim, but the ones that kind of come to my mind that seem to exemplify who he was are the stories, like you told a few about people in the shop or people, you know, that weren't devotees of Krishna, but who felt a love from him that was extraordinary, and a love that was without any judgment. I think that's something that's quite rare, to meet somebody who you feel is absolutely not making any judgments about you, but simply extending friendship, and happily engaging whatever you can do without any, you know, oh, you didn't do this right, or you didn't do that right, or what. But just being there for you. Mm-mm, mm-mm. So that's what I've heard. Mm-mm. And you were talking about, okay, following. That's a quality that's not easy to develop.
Yeah, and it comes through maturity.
Yeah, and maturity and realization of who we are.
Who we
actually are. So,
yes.
Although you know, he spent only 10 years with Prabhupada, but he matured so quickly. Yeah. A great soul.
It says also that some of us who come to Krishna consciousness is like a continuation of our past.
Yes, yes.
That we were also, we took that process, and he took into his heart the mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give freely this love of God to everyone indiscriminately. Without any considering race, color, nationality, creed, or religion. It's for everyone. Because he has love. He has genuine love. But especially where it opens up more when he met Srila Prabhupada. He was sold out to Srila Prabhupada, to his spiritual master. And Prabhupada, he noticed this immediately. So, yes, all of us are all capable of this because love of Krishna is within all of us. We just need to be more nurtured by hearing and chanting and praying and the association of the devotees. And one day it will manifest that we will also be able to follow Jayananda Prabhu in his footsteps. Some of us are like droplets coming, but he is like a flood. Yes, Prabhuji.
Once I heard from Tamal Krishna Maharaj, that he observed Jayananda Prabhu chanting Gayatri, but actually he was falling asleep, you know, during Gayatri. And then he asked him, you know, do you know the Gayatri mantra? And he said, no. You heard about that?
No, Prabhupada, when he gave him Brahman initiation, Prabhupada laughed at him. Because he was not able to pronounce properly the mantra. He was just like, you know, he accepted the way Jayananda Prabhu is. He's not a scholar. He's not a big orator. He's not a philosophy wise, you know. But he's very simple. That what makes Jayananda Prabhu very special. He's simple, but his heart is like gigantic, humongous. And that's what makes Jayananda Prabhu is very special. No, it's not others who are like, you know, hey, they have to preach to the academicians or, you know, to the scholars. No, it's like down to earth. That's what I call down to earth person, yeah.
So he brought it up to Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said his whole life, it's a living Gayatri.
Prabhupada took notice of him right from the very beginning, his special soul. That's why he says, I'm very proud to have such a disciple like Jayananda Prabhu. Very proud. He used the word in the letter. Jai. Jai Nanda Prabhu ke.
Jai.
Si Agnidev Prabhu ke.
Jai.
Nitai go shintana primanande.
Janardana Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna.